Every people have cherished stories, myths, and legends that are told and retold over the centuries. Sometimes set to music, they become the warp and woof of the fabric that is their cultural tradition. Not all these stories are literally true, but we are reduced if we do not know them and their music, for they are a heritage from the past that has shaped and molded us. Whether or not we call ourselves Christians, Christianity with Greece and Rome and ancient Israel has given us the fabric of our lives. A beautiful Christian story is that of a child born to save us all from sin when we had gone astray. A story that begins with an imperial command and ends with an appeal to peace and goodwill. A story that is most splendidly told in English by the translation of the Bible commissioned in 1604 by His Late Majesty James I. A story musically told in Handel's great sacred oratorio, Messiah. The translation has shaped our language for 400 years. The music has stirred pagan hearts for 250 years. Both are part of our glorious heritage. In the soaring eloquence of the King James translation, from the 9th chapter of Isaiah, a prophecy of Jesus' coming, and from the 2nd chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, the story of Jesus' birth. From Isaiah, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And from Luke, the story of Jesus' birth. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one unto his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in that same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you great tidings of joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill toward men.